This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال موسى إني عذت بربي وربكم من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, today the dua of Musa alayhi salam, this is maybe one or two more duas I might do of Musa alayhi salam, but tonight's dua belongs to Surah Ghafir. This is the 40th surah of the Quran, and you can find it as the 27th ayah of the surah. I'll give you a little bit of background first, as I normally do. By this time, Musa alayhi salam has publicly humiliated Fir'aun. The magicians have already challenged Musa alayhi salam, and they've been defeated. The entire public knows that Fir'aun is a liar. There's chaos in the society. And at this point, the generals of Fir'aun are starting to question whether he's qualified to keep harmony in the society. They're thinking that he's not able to handle this threat to homeland security, so maybe we should get rid of him. So he needs to become tough on security, and obviously the main problem is Musa alayhi salam. But all this time, he was refusing to hurt Musa alayhi salam because he himself had love for Musa alayhi salam. But now he has to decide whether to keep his power, his love of power, or his love of Musa alayhi salam. And so when that gets challenged, he essentially, the last straw has been pulled, and he says, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنْ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى. Fir'aun finally said, fine, let me kill Musa myself. And you know what? وَلْيَدْعُوا رَبَّهُ. Let him call his God. Let him pray. How is that going to help? I want you to understand the context of this challenge of the Pharaoh. He owns, Fir'aun ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ, Quran says, Fir'aun who possessed camps of armies. What that expression means is that his army was always active. They were always on some kind of a military campaign. Okay, so you know when an army goes on some kind of a mission, they set up a base and they set up tents. Those are the awtad. So the fact that Allah mentions Fir'aun ذِي awtad actually means his army is always engaged in some kind of military expansion, some kind of campaign. This is the mightiest military of the world at the time. And now in the capital of that mighty military, that empire, is Fir'aun himself. And Musa alayhi salam is one of the people living in that nation who has openly rebelled against Fir'aun. And Fir'aun has given the order himself that he should be executed. Himself personally. Now I want you to appreciate this. You know when somebody gives the order, death, you know, that sentence somebody to death or call for the execution of someone, and they're usually hiding. They're you know, a refugee, or they're actually hidden, you know, a fugitive really from the law. Because the moment the cops find him or the soldiers find him, they're going to kill him. This is what happened years ago with Musa alayhi salam. Remember how he escaped and barely got away and he was full of fear? Now it's the same situation, except Musa alayhi salam is not hiding anymore. He's out in public. And now Fir'aun forget the generals scheming behind Fir'aun's back to try to kill Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun himself is saying, ذَرُونِ يَقْتُلْ Musa. I'm going to kill Musa myself. Let him call his God if he wants. وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهُ. This is basically as sure of a death sentence as it gets. The most powerful military leader in history is calling for the death of someone openly walking around in the streets in his own neighborhood. There's no way to escape. This man is as good as dead. And when he makes this order, issues this order, this is the response of Musa alayhi salam. This dua is the response of Musa alayhi salam against the mightiest tyrant army and its general in the world. He says, "Inni uthtu bi Rabbi wa Rabbikum." I'm certainly the one that has sought protection, and I'll come back to isti'adha in a second. I've sought protection of my master and your master. I'll give you an easy translation first. Min kulli mutakabbirin, from every individual or any individual that is full of themselves, arrogant. La yu'minu bi yawmil hisab, that does not believe in the day on which they will be called to account. I seek Allah's protection, my master and your master, from anyone who is arrogant that doesn't believe in judgment day. Basically, that's the basic meaning of the dua. But let's take it one bit at a time. You know, we always say before we recite the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The words أعوذ or أعوذ, which we translate as I seek refuge of Allah from shaitan, we say that all the time. Actually, the word أعوذ comes from عوذ in the Arabic language, and that actually means You know, if you have algae on a rock and it doesn't come off, it's like really stuck on the rock. Or sometimes you have plants that grow on the bark of a tree and you can't even peel them off. Or if you have flesh on a bone and it's not tearing off the bone, right? It's just stuck on the bone. That's actually called uwad. And from it, you get the notion of seeking refuge. What's the connection between those two things? When you hold on to something for protection or someone for protection, and you know the moment you let them go, you're dead. You're holding on for dear life. That's actually called isti'adha. When I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, I'm saying I'm holding on to Allah for dear life, and I'm not going to let go, like that algae doesn't let go of the rock, or that fungus doesn't let go of the tree, or that meat doesn't let go of the bone. I'm going to cling on to Allah for dear life against shaitan. That's the word that Musa alayhi salam uses. But before we go to Musa alayhi salam, I want us to think about what is it that we say. Something bad happens, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. You get a little scared, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Yes? But when we say that, we're openly in disobedience to Allah, we get in trouble. Yeah, I'm holding on to Allah. Allah protect me. And then go back to not holding on to Allah again. You can't genuinely say those words, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, without showing Allah how is it that you're doing al-i'tisam billah. Like Allah Himself says in another phrase, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ, hold on tight to Allah. فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, he's holding on to a rope or to an anchor that is very strong. Right? That's the image of seeking Allah's protection. In other words, we, you know, a lot of times we're so far from our deen and from our connection to Allah, the only time we want to come back to Allah is when we're in trouble. And when we're in trouble, we say, I seek Allah's refuge, I seek Allah's protection. And as soon as problem solved, then back to the old ways. You know, I'm often reminded of what happens when there's turbulence on a plane. Everybody's sitting there, headphones plugged in, or those big giant ones, and watching a movie, having a good time, and, you know, a little bit. That's okay. That much we can have. And then Malakul Maud cups drop sometimes, you know? And when those cups drop, then the headphones are off. The screen's turned off. You know? This is on and this is up. Everybody's like, oh, Allah, whatever Quran I know I'm going to recite, Allah, I'm so sorry. And then the captain says, oh, sorry, I pressed the button. And like, ah, A'udhu Billah from the A'udhu Billah. Let me put this back on. And go back to business as usual. Musa alayhi salam is telling Fir'aun, you might have the mightiest army in the world. I've been holding on to the tightest connection I have with Allah. He doesn't say a'udhu, he says uthu, the past tense. In other words, this is not some new like situation in which I'm extra scared and now I'm going to turn to Allah for protection. I've been turning to Allah for protection since the time I ran away from Egypt. I've sought His refuge since then, and I've never let go. So this is no new problem for me. And Allah has already told him, when he told Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ, I'm afraid they're going to kill me. Allah said, كَلَّا, no, they're not. They're not. لَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا, they're not going to get to you. Not you nor your brother. So he's like, I'm already under protection. When Fir'aun gives his death order, Musa's response is, I've already got security. What are you going to do? I've got a force field around me. And that's around me from my Rabb. Now there's a difference between saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, and he says, "Inni utu not billah, bi rabbi, but with my master. I've sought protection of my master." This is his declaration of Allah's authority over him. I will not run. I will not escape from this place because soldiers are coming with their spears out, hungry for my blood, thirsty for my blood. I won't run because I have been told by my master to stand my ground. I will not move from this place. Bi rabbi. And of course, anybody who follows Musa alayhi salam is also in trouble. So in part of him declaring this, that I'm under protection, he turns to the congregation and says, "Inni uthu bi rabbi wa rabbikum," and your Rabb too. In other words, you should seek the same protection and stop being scared. Turn to Allah. Like, he's not only is he completely unmoved, unshaken by this threat, he's actually now instilling confidence and telling his congregation, it's all of your Rabb. And in the words, Rabbikum, it's also a response to Fir'aun. You think you're going to come after me and attack me? Allah is in control of you too, and your army. You've got nothing on me. He's not just my Rabb, he's your Rabb too. And that, by the way, adds insult to injury. Fir'aun used to call himself Rabb. He used to call himself Rabb. And in this dua, Allah, Musa alayhi salam turns to Allah and says, I'm going to get protection of my Rabb, and by the way, you who calls yourself Rabb, he's your Rabb and all of you too. Another insult to him, another challenge to him, because he can't, you know, you would think that when you get in trouble, you kind of start backing down, get defensive a little bit. He's getting more offensive. إِنِّي عُثْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. But then there are other couple of quick lessons in this powerful dua. And that is, one, we should never ever get intimidated by arrogant people, bullies. Never get intimidated. Seek Allah's protection and that's it. Stand your ground. You have nothing to fear. مِن كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ. And he says, in this dua, he doesn't say, I have sought Allah's protection from Fir'aun. He says, from anyone who is full of themselves, anyone who seeks greatness in this way, anyone who thinks that they are great, anyone who is arrogant. In other words, he opens the scope of it up, not limited to Fir'aun, so that others can learn this dua and maybe they'll find a different Fir'aun in their life. And they can use this dua. Because if he just says, I seek refuge from Fir'aun, then we can't use this dua. Otherwise, we'd quote the same dua and say, Ya Allah, I said Fir'aun, but I meant my mother-in-law, or whatever, you know. You'd have to change the story up a little bit. That's not what you mean. You'd have to, so the language is kept general. The other powerful thing about keeping the language general, everybody knows who he's asking refuge from. Everybody in Egypt knows he's asking Allah's protection from Fir'aun. He's the presidential order to kill Musa. But when he says, Min kulli mutakabbir, number one, it's as though Allah is worthy of being mentioned as the Rabb, and Fir'aun is not even worthy of being mentioned by name. That's one thing that ulama have extracted from this. Like, he has no respect for the one who's trying to kill him. It's just some arrogant one that wants to kill me. It's okay. What's his name again? You know, it's kind of like that. But the other really beautiful thing here that we should all remember is that sometimes there's someone bothering you, someone bullying you, someone that's trying to hurt you, someone maybe not trying to kill you, alhamdulillah. But there are other ways of hurting people. There are other ways of attacking people. And you need protection from those people, and they're just full of themselves. There's no way you can give them advice, because when somebody's mutakabbir, they cannot take advice from someone, because to take advice from someone, you have to admit that you're not entirely right. And that brings you into humility. You can't accept that. So when you call someone mutakabbir, it actually means someone who's not open to suggestion, someone who doesn't want to hear it, they're set in their ways, they're going to do what they're going to do. There's no point counseling to them. There's no point advising them or trying to back them down. They have no fear of consequences either. This kind of a person, when you seek protection from, what you shouldn't do is, Ya Allah, I seek protection from Abdul Karim, you know, who lives in Irving on, you know, Park Lane, and address this, and you don't have to be so specific. You don't have to name people by name. Ya Allah, protect me from, you know, that one right there. Let me make sure I point correctly. No, don't do that. Just seek Allah's refuge in general. Don't name people. Don't name people in your du'as like that. Actually, finally, Musa alayhi salam, way at the end, he did name Fir'aun and his generals, but that's when they were willing to kill every man, woman, and child. Like, that's a different level. He wasn't even coming after him, he was coming after everybody. That's when Musa alayhi salam named the Pharaoh in that way. But for now, he says, Min kulli mutakabbirin. And then Allah gives us an insight through the words of Musa alayhi salam, finally, La yu'minu bi yawmil hisab. An arrogant person. A person who doesn't care, who's going to do whatever harm they do and they don't think about the consequences. Why is it that that's the case? La yu'minu bi yawmil hisab. Because such people have no faith that they are going to be questioned about what they do. When someone is so high on their own horse, then there's nobody who can challenge them, and they don't think ever anybody will ever be one to question them. So there's no concept of the Day of Judgment where they're standing in trial before Allah, naked and humiliated, and Allah is questioning them over what they did, and the angels are cursing them over what they did, and they're standing there powerless like everybody else. This concept doesn't exist to them. They have no notion of it. And even if you tell them about it, Allah will question you on Judgment Day. Yeah, okay. That doesn't ring a bell to them. It doesn't resonate with them at all. Those kinds of people, you cannot do anything but seek Allah's protection from them. The final thing I'll share with you here, do not underestimate the power of dua. Do not underestimate the power of dua. When you ask Allah genuinely for protection like that, and you hold on to your Rabb, what happens? The mightiest army on earth at the time is out to kill Musa alayhi salam, a single individual, a single citizen. What does Allah do? Allah sent floods, and the entire nation got like ravaged. Houses, you know, collapsing, trees falling over, tufan came. Like, you know, the tornadoes came. And you know when that happens in a country, all the army is busy with disaster recovery efforts. The entire military is busy now trying to secure the country because what natural disaster. And when they recovered from that disaster, and okay, maybe we have a little bit, now we should go back to killing Musa again. Another natural disaster, then another one, then another one, then another one for years. This went on for years. And it got so bad that eventually, you know, Pharaoh doesn't go out himself and kill anyone. You know that, right? What does he do? He tells his generals tell the soldiers, and the soldiers go do. That's how it works, chain of command. You know what happened by the end? So many calamities hit the pharaohs and that nation only because of that Allah decided to protect his messenger, alayhi salam. You know what happened by the end? His generals, who in the beginning of this story secretly conspired to kill Musa. You remember this? Those same generals secretly came to meet with Musa. The Quran tells us, they secretly came to meet with Musa. And they said, listen, لَإِن كَشَفْتَ عَنَّ الرِّجْزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Listen, if you just get rid of these natural disasters from us, these calamities that keep hitting, why don't you make dua to your Rabb? Why don't you make dua to him? Get rid of these disasters from us. If you do that, we accept everything you're saying. You can take Banu Israel and leave, please. We had enough. We had enough. What did Fir'aun say? Let him call his God. You remember those words? I'm going to kill him. Let him make dua if he wants. And a few years of his inability to do so, to kill one man, his own generals are coming and saying, please call your God. Ud'u lana rabbak. For us, make dua for us. Can you please just end this and we can go? You can go. We've had enough. We don't want to mess with you anymore. SubhanAllah. This is the power of dua. This is the power of dua. Allah did not mention this dua in passing. It's not just a historical thing. The language of it is universal, so you and I appreciate that the protection of Allah will come in the most impossible circumstances. In the most impossible circumstances. You know, here you have Fir'aun and his army begging Musa for protection. Just think about that. They're begging, and what's the protection they're getting from him? If you only make dua, we'll be fine. If you only make dua, we'll be okay. Because your dua, we see what it does. This is what happens when someone holds on to Allah and accepts them as their Rabb. May Allah Azza wa Jal put that in our hearts and really allow us to seek protection from any that want to cause us harm. Do not name people specifically. Once again, the ayah, the surah is 40 and the ayah number is 27. Short du'as, you can easily memorize them. May Allah Azza wa Jal connect us to Him deeper and deeper by means of these du'as. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.